is the Superhuman Channel. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. I am here doing what I do best, sit behind this microphone and chatter on about all things that have to do with helping you live a longer, healthier, and fuller life. During the first half hour, we're going to be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, to talk about nanoparticles. We've got a question from a listener, Jeff Boulding. We're going to answer that question in just a minute. Then, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Joel Green. Joel was on the show once before. He has that website, Veep. The guy is brilliant when it comes to nutrition. He is a thought leader when it comes to nutrition. We're going to talk about mitochondrial farming. You want more and you want bigger mitochondria. There are ways to get it through nutritional approaches. We're going to talk about harnessing the power of butyrate when we talk about mitochondrial farming. So that's a little bit later in the show. But for now,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. J?
I'm good, Carl. How about you today?
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so Jeff Boulding says, could you talk about the dangers of nanoparticles? And I think this is something that isn't discussed at all. It's like one of those things that maybe 30 or 40 years from now people will start talking about. But it's there's a lot going on in the area of nanoparticles in both food and cosmetics, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. And pharmaceuticals. And I think, you know, most people probably would say, nano, what? What does that mean? Because, again, it hasn't been discussed. And, you know, what you got to realize is that there are nanoparticles everywhere. They're in the air. They're essentially things that you can't see. They're very, very small objects, but they behave on a whole like something large. And they're measured in nanometers. That's why they call them nanoparticles or nanoparticulates. Not that this means anything, but, you know, very fine particles will range from 100 to 2,500 nanometers, and then the very ultra-fine are like 1 to 100 nanometers.
Wow.
And again, it's something you couldn't even see to the naked eye. That's how small these particles are. So that's kind of what it is anything that is a very, very fine particle is classified as a nanoparticle. Where Jeff was talking about is, you know, are nanoparticles dangerous? Well, we got to define, I think, what he was talking about is the dangerous things that aren't just in the air but are being added to things.
Right. So, for instance, here's an interesting aspect of nanoparticles that you don't think about. If you live very, very close to a highway, this has been shown in a huge population study, the closer you live to a major highway, your cardiovascular risk goes up by like fivefold. As you get further away from that highway, linearly, it goes down. They've attributed this to the nanoparticles that have spewed into the air from the exhaust, from the wearing brakes. You don't think about this. You see that dust on the outside of your car tire because your brakes are wearing out? That goes in the air. Back in the day, it used to be asbestos.
Yep, absolutely. So there were a lot of things that happened. You know, I think, you know, what, as I was looking into, you know, what, I mean, I know what a nanoparticle is, but I had to try to figure out what Jeff was talking about. I really became appalled, Carl, when I found out that the pharmaceutical, cosmetic, and food industry are actually adding things in a nanoparticle that are dangerous. And the cosmetic industry has been doing this for years. And one of the things that, you know, is the most commonly used in sunscreens, zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. Now, keep in mind, these do not get absorbed through the skin, but they actually kill that live bacteria on the skin. And, you know, you and I have had a lot of conversations about sunscreens before.
Right.
And wondering why people are having issues. Well, right here it is. It's from the chemicals, the nanoparticles that they're putting in. It's not regulated.
So, but are these...
So the FDA has not...
I want to ask you a question. So, these things are in there. Are they even on the label?
Yeah, they are on the label because they can make that claim that zinc oxide and titanium dioxide are sunblocks. So when you see... the different levels of protection, that means they're putting more of this stuff in. And essentially, light cannot pass through. Zinc is a metal.
Yeah.
Titanium is a metal, so light can't pass through that. That's how it's protecting the sun. The cream and all the other junk in there, the smell good, that's all for show. That has nothing to do with the sunblock. So, you know, again, the cosmetic, the FDA say, oh, these things are safe. But really what's happened is they haven't done enough research to actually determine what is it doing to the skin and what happens when you get it on your hands. You know, you drink, you eat. You know, most people don't wash their hands thoroughly as they should, especially if you're out on the beach or you're in the sun. You know, you put your sunscreen on and you're doing your thing. But think about also... what happens when you wash this off? What is it doing to our environment? It's killing stuff, you know?
Yeah. So there's these little plastic nanoparticles that they use as a surfactant in different types of cosmetics, face creams and stuff like that. And it's accumulating at such a great rate in the bottom of lake beds and sea beds that the... plastic that it's made out of is actually it's in so much of this stuff. It looks like silt. It looks like a fine dust on the bottom of the ocean. The bottom of the lake. It's so much that the PCBs and stuff that are in it are actually poisoning the water now.
Yeah, well, even at these cosmetic factories, the worker safety, the amount of prevention they've got to go through, because if they breathe this stuff in, it causes lung damage.
Yeah.
They know that. Yet they're going to put it in something that is killing living organisms? It's just crazy. But, you know, the thing about it is that the FDA has not regulated the cosmetic industry. So there are companies coming out, because some of this research, especially in Europe, that's hitting the general public, and they're going, oh, we are nanoparticulate free. But there is no guidelines on what that means.
So they can still have a little bit of it and consider it nanoparticulate-free.
They have the same amount that they did before they said nano-free. Because, again, you know, what is the amount of nanos that is considered free? Because it is. It's such a small amount.
Yeah, like a gram of when something says that it's got zero sugar, it could actually have 0.7 of a gram.
Huh.
As long as it's not rounded up to the full gram, they're allowed to put zero. By the way, I said... PCBs, I meant BPA a little while. PCBs have been out of circulation for a long time.
That's the thing is, every company has a different level of what they consider safe because it's not monitored. Yet, you know, as we talk about dietary supplements, because that's the industry that I'm in, you know, we can't do this kind of stuff. We can't put nanoparticulates that are dangerous in our products. Not that we would want to, but we're not allowed. Where cosmetic, pharmaceutical, and food, knock yourself out.
You know, the thing that scares me the most about these nanoparticles, especially as it relates to sunblocks and sunscreens, and, you know, there's several people out there with the theory that these sunblocks and sunscreens actually cause cancer for two reasons. By reducing vitamin D production, which has been shown to be oncoprotective, at the same time, by causing inflammation, because these particles are small enough to be absorbed into the skin. And when they get into the skin, remember, this is a metal. And it's not a metal that our body is used to carrying around. So it actually causes inflammation. So the inflammation, compounded with the heat of the sun and the oxidative stress of the sun, in concert with... not enough vitamin D production, and you have skin cancer. There's a lot of people out there who believe that that's the theory behind skin cancer in people who still wear sunblocks.
It is, you know, again, because it's all about the mighty dollar. Look at the state of California. They initiated that Prop 65, which was supposed to be their clean water. And the whole idea behind it is you know, the lead content is supposed to be less than 0.1 ppm arsenic, but they portrayed it onto everything else. So they started this Safe Water Act, but it has to do with everything from food to supplements. If you go into any restaurant in the state of California, you are going to see a warning label that says things in this restaurant may cause cancer. I mean, because they can't meet that level. But the thing is, California drinking water doesn't even meet their own Prop 65.
That's amazing.
So they've got all these nanoparticulates in their water that people are claiming they're having a lot of issues, you know, from basically metal poisoning. Metal poisoning is terrible because it's such a small amount and it happens over time, and you don't know that you're even being poisoned until you get to that point where you're sick, and doctors don't know how to diagnose it because it's not something you can really see. And they're not going to think, well, let me go check for the silver or the mercury content in your blood. That's kind of a last thing. You and I have to recommend that, hey, why don't you check my metal levels? Oh, well, maybe I will.
I know.
I hadn't thought. But here's another thing, that these nanoparticulates are being used in everything from beer to baby drinks.
What the hell are they doing in beer? Okay, and baby drinks.
Now, check this out. This came from the FDA website. Is that, I don't know if I should say the beer company or not.
Yeah, if it's on the FDA website, say it. It's common.
You know what,
it's out in the public.
Miller Brewing Company, their beer bottles, they put these clay nanoparticulates that aren't safe for human consumption. They line the beer vats and they line the bottles so that the bottles won't break as easy as normal glass.
So they they're lining the outside, right? I would imagine
they're lining the inside because it helps for the brew to last longer.
Oh, my
they're
God.
The inside, according to what this says.
That's crazy. And it's not acceptable for human consumption. They're lining the inside of the bottles. So I guess because it's not in the beer, but it's in the bottle manufacturing, it's okay.
Yeah, it's in the glass. Then there's this toddler company that's supposed to be all organic and natural. And they're claiming that there's over 300 nanometers of iron particulates that shouldn't be in that product. They're not on the label, that are present in the bottle. So now you got iron poisoning going to these poor babies. You know, people are buying this product because it's supposed to be all natural, tutti frutti. And, I hate to say they're killing people, but they're killing people, killing kids.
So I want to take a break. But when we come back, what I'd like to address is something you said early on in the discussion, and that was that these were microscopic particles, not even visible to the human eye, but they seem to have the impact of something larger, right? Didn't you say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to talk about that phenomenon, how that occurs, and what you think about it. We're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Science for Humans. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. Dr. Jeff Galini is exposing some information about some things in your food and in your cosmetics that you may not be aware of. These nanoparticles, they're not good. They can get in your skin. They can get under your skin. they can end up in your body. We know this already.
Well, and you know, you were asking just before we went to break why they're so dangerous. And I'm going to tell you, one of the biggest ones that's being used right now is silver. Silver is probably one of the best antimicrobials. Now, if I took a pound of silver and put it in your hand, it isn't going to do anything. It's not going to hurt you. But these nanoparticulates, over time, now, you know, one time you breathe smog on the freeway, it's not going to hurt you. It's the fact that you're getting in small amounts on a regular basis.
Right.
But did you know that, have you seen the anti-odor athletic clothing?
I think I have. It wicks away, and it's supposed to kill microbes on your skin and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
They're putting silver nanoparticulates in there. That's how they're killing the bacteria.
So you could absorb those while you're at risk of, while you're sweating.
Absolutely. Colloidal silver is something that's being prescribed to treat illnesses. Again, on a regular basis, this is silver. Farmers have been using silver for years. Forget about...
But it became something crazy about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, became something crazy. It became a cottage industry. Colloidal silver was going to cure everything. And I'll tell you, we did a show about colloidal silver probably 5 or 6 years ago where I had a scientist on the show who has spent probably the past 20 years studying colloidal silver. And he came away saying, it works. You just need to take a little bit for a short time and then you're done because your body doesn't do a good job at ridding itself of silver.
Bingo. And that's the whole thing behind the colloidal silver is absolutely it kills everything. It kills the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. Because remember, silver kills everything. But it's the long-term effect. So if you know you are taking that, you can monitor your dosage. But when I'm told that, hey, buy my clothing because you aren't going to stink anymore, and I don't know there's silver in there, and I'm being exposed to nanoparticulates, that's what really shapes me, is the fact, you know, we're not being told. And, you know, of course, we've had conversations about agriculture. You know, forget Monsanto. I mean, they've been putting silver on crops for years because silver is one of the best ways to kill a lot of the very harmful organisms. So what's happening to our food? You know, talk about why is our stomach bacteria, why we have gluten intolerances and all these things that are ailing us. Well, here you go. It's also in our foods.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you know, wondering, is that considered organic? So are they putting colloidal silver or silver particles on organic?
Well, it's natural. Stuff? They could say it's natural.
Yeah. Man.
You know, there was a guy that the reason I did that show on colloidal silver was there was a guy who was like in the Inquirer because he actually turned blue from colloidal silver, and he died a couple years ago. And they said, oh, no, he didn't die. I'm sorry. They wrote an article about him again a couple years ago, and they said that he will be blue until long after he's dead.
Yep. That is a side effect. There are actually people who have silver poisoning, and their skin is basically blue. It starts to turn blue. So one of the things I wanted to say is, you know, part of this wasn't to scare everybody that, you know, we're all going to die from everything. It's to bring you into awareness that these are out there, and we need to start asking more questions. You know, when somebody develops something like clothing, they should be able to tell us what they're doing. You know, why do we have to do it in the dietary supplement realm? We can't hide things. Why can they hide it in pharmaceutical, food, cosmetics, clothing? But there are ways to rid your body of these toxic things. I don't know, a friend of mine, Chris Kuchera, he's out there in California. His partner actually had mercury poisoning. I believe it was from the water and stuff in California. And I worked with those guys about a year and a half, and they came up with a product that's pretty cool that helps to rid your body of these nanoparticulates.
Really? How does it do
it? Well, it's a water, but it's using some organic sulfur and a few other compounds.
Yeah, sulfur.
Yeah, this gentleman cured himself because he went in and they thought he had everything from cancer to you name it, and he finally started researching and said, you know, my symptoms seem like metal poisoning. Oh, no, you don't have it. No one has had that ever. Could you test my metal levels? Oh, wow, you were right. Well, we don't know what to do. He goes, I don't want you to do anything. I'm going to cure myself.
Wow.
So he basically invented this formulation to cure himself of all of these particulates and things.
Where can people get it?
You know, they haven't actually got it for sale, but I'm trying to think of the name. But Chris Kuchera was a bodybuilder back when I was bodybuilding. He's a famous coach now. But it's called, I think, Detox. But if you just Google Chris Kuchera, C-U-C-C-H-I-R-A or something. But I'll post the where they can get it, because they should have it on the market in a couple months. They've got their first batch in, which they're just giving a lot of it away. They're doing a little bit of research on it, but it's pretty cool. I'm actually going to get on it myself here, because after reading this, I'm like, man.
You probably don't have to take it for very long. You just have to take it. You know, one of the things that does this, but it's very powerful, it's MSDA or MDSA. It's a chelating cofactor. And you can get it intravenous, and you can take pills. And what I used to do was I used to take it the day before I would donate blood.
Oh, good.
Because it causes your body to release all of the metals in the cells, but you got to get it out quickly. You can't let it linger. And so I would take it like that night. I'd wake up in the morning. I'd go donate blood.
You know something? Do you think women are more susceptible because they're the ones that use the majority of the cosmetics out there?
Well, that and for two reasons. So we did a show a long time ago that shows that when women go through menopause, a lot of the diseases associated with iron load, overload on a cellular level, like advanced oxidation and stuff like that, they catch up to men. So it's twofold. When they're bleeding, they're basically phlebotomizing 12 times a year for a small amount, right?
Right.
Once they go through a menopause, they're not getting that blood out anymore. They're not replacing it with brand new blood anymore. And so, yes, you're right. Then this stuff starts to accumulate that they've been putting on their faces for 40 years.
Well, and you know, something else that's in cosmetics, they're actually finding it in pharmaceuticals and food, is polystyrene nanoparticulates. Now, typically, polystyrene is things bottles are made out of, but you don't get it from the bottle. They're actually putting it in. But a study showed that it hinders your body from absorbing iron.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, is this polystyrene like the stuff they used to make the old coffee cups out of, the styrofoam coffee cups?
Yeah. Well, that was styrene. The polystyrene are, have you ever seen pill bottles? they're really hard.
Okay.
It's a real tiny.
Right.
So a lot of plastic. But, you know, it's BPA-free and all that stuff. So, I mean, I don't know if, you know, if nanoparticulates actually come out of bottles and stuff. But when they're grinding it up, but again, they're using it as, you know, surfactants and emulsifying agents. And God knows why the drug company would need to stick that in our prescriptions. But for some reason, it does something, you know.
Yeah. It scares me what they get away with. It really, really does. And there's no end in sight. You know, I mean, the FDA isn't going to do anything to change that. That's for sure. They want to go after supplement companies and compounding pharmacists. That's what
it is. You know, at the end of the day, I think what it comes down to is they've got to do more research. This isn't something that they're unaware of. I mean, the people that are using these know that there's no research, that there is what research is out there shows that there are dangers. So, again, I think more research has got to be done, and the companies that are using things like this, they should be made to have to do research to prove that it's safe. I mean, gosh, we have to do it in the dietary supplement industry. Every time you turn around, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are trying to grab something like probiotics and make it a prescription item.
Right.
Because, you know, we don't know what we're doing. Well, have you ever heard of anybody dying from a probiotic?
No, they just want to gobble up that revenue. That's all. Because they see the microbiome coming. They see all that stuff coming. They're like, we got to get in on that.
You give it to the drug industry, and I guarantee they'll start putting stuff in there that are going to kill you because they don't know any better. That's all they know to do, you know?
Yeah. Great information, Dr. J. And, of course, Supplement Santa, as he's known at nighttime, when he's traveling around the globe on his sleigh, dropping goodies down the chimneys of good boys and girls all over the country, all over the world.
Yeah, and a lot of you guys that are listening to Superhuman Radio, I think you're afraid sometimes to email. So if you don't want to go through the superhumanradio.com Ask the Scientist, you can just bop over to Facebook and message me or find my email. But again, like Carl says, he gave me that name, Supplement Santa, so... Carl, you get 50% of my 50% if I make anything.
There you go. I'm good with that.
But you can always get samples from me because I always say you should always test drive something before you buy it.
I like that. And boy, three of those machines on the line producing Crealkaline, that's how popular Crealkaline is. That's amazing. How many capsules an hour?
Those things are making 1,200 a minute, 120,000 an hour. It really has.
And you got three lines going.
Yeah, which just shows, you know, after all these years, I don't know, 15 years, Crealkaline is still holding its own. And, you know, that's why it's the number one selling creatine, because it works. There's no side effects, and you can take a small amount. So it's very, very cost effective.
Very cool. All right, Dr. J, thanks so much, brother.
Thank you. Have a good one. See you later, folks.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Joel Green to talk about mitochondrial farming, why you should be trying to grow bigger and more mitochondria, and how you can do that by leveraging butyrate. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation, Iron Mag Lab. 100% original, patent-pending Andro Compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powder form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Many in the anti-aging and longevity community believe that, Dr. Aubrey de Grey authored the mitochondrial theory on aging. He's been on the show a couple times. Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation came on this show many years ago and said on the air, and I've stolen this line from him, quite frankly, that I can tell you right now how you're going to die, assuming you don't die in a car accident or an accident. And he said, you're going to die because your mitochondria are going to fail. They're going to fail to replicate. They're going to fail to produce energy, and organ systems are going to fail. So in short, unless you're crushed by a plane falling out of the sky, hit by a car, shot by a bullet, if you die on quote-unquote natural causes, chances are it's because of mitochondrial dysfunction. And so that's an important thing, distinction to target when we talk about aging well. My next guest is a repeating offender of this show. He is brilliant. I've spent almost a month with him in California, and he's Joel Green. How you doing, Joel? Joel, are you there?
Hey, Cole.
Oh, okay, that's better. Thought I lost you.
No, sorry about that, man.
All right.
How you doing?
Good, very good. So, Everything I said at the beginning was true?
Yes, and more. We're in a revolution in the sciences where we're rapidly unpacking kind of how the whole system works. And you know, since the mitochondrial theory of aging, there've been a lot of new components that have been added. There's what's called the unfolding theory, and there's even the idea now that we're really not even dealing with a single genome. We're really dealing with three genomes. We're dealing with the human genome, we're dealing with the mitochondrial genome, and we're dealing with the microbiome genome. And it's the interplay of all three of those genomes that that we need to look at to understand the organism. But kind of one of the basic takeaways from this era that we're in is that today, really beginning today, anybody that wants to can opt in to living longer, younger, and better, really by a very few simple things that involved essentially activating switches that are in the body that more or less tell the body to stay young. And when we look at the mitochondria, they're little power plants that make energy inside our body, inside our cells. What we see is that wherever we find cancer, wherever we find Alzheimer's, wherever we find, you know, lots and lots of disease states, wherever we find aging, correlated with that, we seem to find mitochondrial dysfunction. And the converse is also true, that in the absence of mitochondrial dysfunction, we don't see those things. So whether or not, you know, there's in the science, there's still questions whether or not, you know, the exact cause of these things, but What we do know now today is that we know the mechanisms that switch on the creation of mitochondria. And we even can go a little bit farther and come up with really strategies for keeping the body young. And I offer that sort of as a meta-arching strategy. It's basically what I do. It's what my entire business and focus is keeping the body young, because and you can exercise from now until the cows come home, but if the body's old, the impact is not nearly the same. So as a meta overarching goal, keeping the body young at a cellular level and functionally speaking kind of becomes a paramount goal. And one of the ways we do that is by getting the body to activate or switch on making mitochondria, and it's actually quite doable.
Well, interestingly, I've talked about the mitochondria on this show for 11 years, but I've never known what one looked like. I had this idea in my mind that was some sort of round, you know, flat, semi-transparent organelle. But I did find a good rendition of it. It's on today's show. It kind of looks like a jelly candy with a soft center. so
that's right.
but okay. So this idea of mitochondria farming is exactly what it sounds like, right? Farmers, the objective of farming is to produce higher yields of the target crop, do it more efficiently, and make that crop the most productive, robust that organism can provide. So when we talk about mitochondrial farming, what we're talking about is becoming cultivators of our own mitochondria, helping them to be bigger, more productive, produce more energy, and even have more mitochondria per cell, just like having more crops per acre, for instance, or more yield or bushels per acre. So I love that term, mitochondrial farming. I love it.
Yeah, and let's take a few concepts here that are fundamental to this, and kind of maybe come up with some simple analogies to understand them. And as we walk through this, we're going to be taking really complex stuff and just trying to kind of simplify it down. The good news is there are some basic master control switches that activate this. So the basic analogy is think of a power plant. And in that power plant's job is to produce energy. And think of over on the wall, there's a big switch that we can throw. And that switch is the master switch. That's the one that if we hit that switch, the power plant will replicate itself. So we'll have two power plants. And there's a little guy, let's picture the guy from Mario Brothers, Luigi. Luigi sitting
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right.
And Luigi's only job is to monitor the energy output of the power plant. That's his job. And if it gets too low, if that power plant's producing too little energy, Luigi's job is to go over to the wall and flip that switch. That's what Luigi's supposed to do. So Luigi's name is AmpK.
What, that's a amino monophosphate. What does the AMPK stand again for?
It stands for activated protein kinase.
Okay.
So. And it's a protein, an enzyme, but it's a protein in that its primary job is to act as an energy sensor in the cell, and it's a control mechanism. It's an energy sensing mechanism. And that's Luigi's job. It just senses when total energy output gets too low. And when it gets too low, Luigi has to go over to the wall and flip the switch. And the switch is called PGC1-alpha. And that is the master switch. And when PGC1-alpha gets flipped, then that controls that sends the command to essentially replicate the mitochondria. PGC1-alpha, I'm not going to go too much into that, but it's PPAR co-activated gamma receptor subunit 1-alpha. It's another protein, another switch in the cell. And what we now know is that this is the switch on the wall, the master switch. So the other concept that we have to understand here is what's known as histone deacetylation. And I'm going to make this one really simple. So the easiest way to think of this is to think of a string and three Coke cans. And you put three Coke cans together, and they form a little group. And then we take a string, and we kind of wrap it around those Coke cans. And think of that string. We wrap it around, but we leave a trailing edge and a leading edge. So think of the string as DNA. And if you pull the string tight, it's going to bind to the Coke cans real tight. And if you let it go loose, it's going to be loose. And what we're getting to here is when it's loose, that's what's called the read state, meaning that the DNA can be read. When we pull it real tight, and it pulls tight to the Coke cans, then the little polymerase, the copy molecule that is going along that string, it can't read the chromatin, or it can't read the part of the DNA that is wrapped tight to the Coke cans. Those Coke cans are called histones, or DNA comes spooled. It comes wrapped up, sort of. So to speak. And so to make it really easy to understand, DNA can be in a no-read state. It can be in a state where when we go to copy it, segments of the DNA can't be read. And so what happens is as we age, as DNA is being copied over and over and over, progressively what happens is these no-read states pop up more and more and more and more. And when that happens, there are segments of the code that don't get copied. So think of it like a video. That you copied, and you made seven generations of copy. And so that seventh generation of the original looks kind of blurry.
Right.
That's the analogy.
Why? What is it about aging that causes the histones to be tightly pulled together in a no-read state more frequently than in our youth?
Now we're getting into a good question here. That's a very, very, very complex question. Might be a little better for us to focus on the answer, which
okay.
is, well, how do we get it to not do that?
Okay, that's better.
And so the answer to that is that there are a number of ways to trigger the body to go into a read state when it's copying DNA. One of those ways is through what's known as butyrate. And butyrate is a fat. It's a fatty acid. It's found in butter. That's where the name comes from, butyrate. And butyrate is the byproduct of the bacteria in our gut when they ferment. And it's a fatty acid. It's called a short-chain fatty acid. There are others. There's propionate. There's acetate. But butyrate in particular, when we begin to look at butyrate and what it is and what it does and what it affects, we come away from it literally having to go, wow, you know, we might just have to rethink everything.
based on this, because it's not just that when you study butyrate, the things that it affects are so vast and so pervasive. For example, you know, it covers
Hey Joel, hold your thought. You know where you are right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold that thought. Let us take a break. When we come back, we'll pick it up right there where you are right now, okay? Just sit tight, everybody, because this is going to get really good, because Joel is going to impart upon us the steps we can take to become better mitochondrial farmers and reap the rewards of better aging, greater energy, greater health span. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Joel Green. We're talking about mitochondrial farming. I'm excited. Okay, Joel, I'm sorry I had to cut you off because we went a little bit long and I had to take that break.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so pick up where you left off.
Yeah, so let me just do kind of a 20-second recap if you're just tuning in. So we talked about a couple of key things. We talked about the power plant analogy, where you got a power plant, and inside the power plant you got Luigi from Mario Brothers. And Luigi's job is to monitor total power output. And if it goes too low, Luigi's name is really AMPK, activated protein kinase. He's an energy sensing protein inside the cell. When energy gets too low, Luigi's job is to go to the wall and flip the master switch. And that master switch is called PGC1 alpha, which I might have been going to here.
But what PGC1 alpha does is, let's imagine we're going to 3D print that power plant, okay? And so it's a computer program that controls the replication of the power plant. And the other concept we unpacked was the idea of histone acetylation, deacetylation, which really is just a big word for if we're going to 3D print that power plant, we need a perfect copy of the code to 3D print it. And so we're going to make a copy of the code. And acetylation just refers to the DNA going into a read-no-read state. Segments of the DNA become unreadable. And as we age, more and more segments of the DNA become unreadable. So it's like a video that we make copies of. We make a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy, and by the time you get to that seventh generation, it doesn't look that good. So what we want to do is we want to, as we're copying, as we keep making copies, we want the copies to be as perfect as we can, which means we want the DNA to go into a no-read state as little as possible. So now we come to the idea of butyrate. Butyrate is a fatty acid. It's a fat, and it's the byproduct of the bacteria in our gut, and it's made by fermentation. And what I started to say was, when we sort of inventory all the things that butyrate does and all the things that it touches on, we begin to rethink everything, absolutely everything. We begin to throw everything out the window and rethink everything based around these concepts that we're talking about. So one of the ideas here is that butyrate, when we just inventory what it does, it actually regulates gut permeability, the tight junctions in the gut. Butyrate acts kind of as a master switch on that. So what you find is that when you don't really have butyrate, you're going to, when you lose all the butyrate producing bacteria in the gut, you're going to, that correlates to having inflammatory bowel disease. Mm. Butyrate in the muscle and liver, it acts like a Luigi or an AMPK stimulator. It makes them go flip that switch on the wall to make mitochondria. So it regulates the expression of genes via acetylation, the read-no-read state. It's involved in numerous processes that correlate to health states. So when we look at Alzheimer's or obesity, diabetes, things like that, we see butyrate in the picture across the board. So, and it gets to this idea of gut health. And in 2006 is when I went to create my business, began inventorying the research on this. And there really wasn't much out there at the time. In 2009, we put protocols in place and really built a program around the production of butyrate because it was that important. So what we see with butyrate is a very interesting thing. Butyrate acts as a inhibits the histone deacetylases. So histone acetylases, we can just call that HDAC for short, the read-no-read concept. Butyrate essentially works to turn on the read state.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
So, but wait a minute. So a couple questions come to mind right away. Butyrate is obviously a signaling molecule. We're seeing more and more of that in other areas of physiological effects of butyrate. So would the same be true of taking an exogenous butyrate supplement? Or do you have to be producing it in your gut to see these things?
That's a very good question. When you look at the research, there's both. Butyrate is actually a cousin of the ketone bodies, mm-hmm. beta-hydroxybutyrate. And so, yes, exogenous butyrate, we see much the same effect. What we get with butyrate is kind of let me kind of walk us through the path, kind of soup to nuts, that we get with butyrate, because it makes a case for dietary protocols and functionally targeted nutrition with butyrate as a key player in there. In other words, we get to this way of thinking about food that gets away from the mainstream bodybuilding sort of paradigm of carbs and fibers. We have to change our language.
Right.
When we look at fibers, there's 12 different classes of fibers. There's all these submoieties of that. There's 40, 50 different types of fibers, and they do different things. So fiber, really, we need to redefine what we think of as fiber. But what we see with butyrate is the emerging idea that the health of the gut, the genome in the gut, has a lot to do with the health of the human and the genome regulation of the human. So that regulating the genome of the bacteria in the gut
influences the genome of the human and the genome of the mitochondria. And so we look at butyrate production as a dietary strategy, and it leads us into this idea that, wow, maybe it's possible to cycle the production of butyrate, and maybe we could do that around fasting, and maybe we could do that around getting Luigi to go over the wall and flip the switch. So where we, on a weekly basis, several times a week, are forcing our power plant, our DNA, to be 3D printed or replicated in a read state, not the no read state.
Okay, wait a minute. I got a lot of questions. You know me. I'm like an ADD kid right now, and I want to interrupt you so much because I have so many questions, but the couple of them I have to jump in for here. So do we know that DNA likes to replicate at different times of the day? And if so, is it synchronized by body clocks, or is it synchronized by activities like locomotive period, eating, fasting, as you point out? Because we know that macrophages and things like autophagy, they get kicked into high gear during fasting. Is that when DNA replication is kicked into high gear too? Or does DNA replication happen on demand all the time, you know, with no rhyme or reason?
It's all the above. There's definitely what our epigenomic. So think of our DNA as a computer program, or rather a computer potential, computer program potential. And within that, the math program, there's all these subroutines or subscripts. The active script that's actually running, you know, in other words, there's all these scripts that can be turned on or turned off. Most of them are turned off, but the ones that are turned on mostly are the result of external or epigenetic signals.
Like us touching the keyboard wanting to run a certain function in that software.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And diet is absolutely one of those. Diet or fasting or starvation. Those are all things that externally produce different results or different expression of genes. For example, pertinent to our conversation is the idea of fasting and where that plays into everything. So when we are fasting, we're essentially putting stress on the body, stress on the mitochondria. And the mitochondrial genome talks back and forth to the nuclear genome. They have a little conversation going back and forth. And in response to starvation, one of the things that's clearly established is that the DNA for the mitochondria replicates as a response to that.
Right.
So it takes us into, well that's nice. I don't really like starving. Is there a way we can make this better? Is there a strategy behind
Yeah, because ketones are basically a molecule produced during starvation. It's hybrid. It's us shifting from, oops, we ran out of gas, let's shift to battery power. It's our body shifting to an alternate substrate. So it makes perfect sense that along with that substrate shift, there would be signals to systems and processes that also need to adjust and alter. And one of those things seems to be house cleaning. It's like, hey, you know what? We're not burning this more toxic glucose right now. Let's clean up the cells. And let's replicate, and let's do a lot of things that we need to do that we can't do when there's company at the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And that sort of, as an unfolding analogy, is one of the ideas that's driving, you know, our discussions about the optimized human, the optimized body, which is, hey, wow, you know, for the last 100 years we've been burning sugar because we didn't know any better, but gosh, it's kind of good every now and then to clear out the waste products.
So let's do this. Joel, let's take a break. When we come back, I want to plug your website first because people need to know about your website. They want to leverage all of this intelligence into a meal plan. Joel does it for you. But more importantly, let's start talking about strategies. How do we produce more butyrate, or how do we leverage butyrate supplements and produce more butyrate? What do we do to become better mitochondrial farmers? Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both
use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Fascinating discussion with Joel Green. Joel, plug your website, please.
Oh, well, you know, thank you, Carl. I'm not going to do too much of that since you did an amazing, really super generous job of that last time, but it's veep.com.
V-E-E-P.com, right?
Yeah, and it's basically a digital nutrition technology, and it's built around everything we're talking about. So everything in it is not geared, it's geared at keeping the body young, younger, longer. And with that, you get everything else. You don't just get lean, but you get everything else.
Do you still have a coupon code for the audience? We had a coupon code last time. Is that still active? Do you have one?
Yes, we apologize. Last time we gave out a code. It was a couple digits shy. So this time the code is SHR-100.
SHR and 100, all one string.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody that wants to, there's a discount, come on in and check us out, and you can
okay.
you can put all this stuff into practice, but yeah.
Okay, so what strategies can we employ now? What are we talking about? Fasting, doing a therapeutic ketogenic diet for a week, a few days? What about ketone supplements?
Yeah, all great questions. So when we take all this stuff and we come up with, well, hey, what's the goal? What's the strategy? The goal is keep the body young. And then we come up with a strategy to get us there. We're gonna take elements of all these things, but it's gonna be something new. And so what we do in our system and what I'll throw out here is when you look at the microbiomes of people that do the pure keto diet over time, most, not all, but most, the one exception I know of would be our friend, Mr. Superhuman himself, Ron Tenna.
No, but Batman. He will correct you on that one, because Batman beat Superman.
Right, yeah. Mr. Wayne.
Yes, Master Wayne.
That's right, yeah. The one exception I know of would be him, but most people that do, Ron's always the exception, but most people that do keto diet long-term, when you microbiome them, and you take a look at the genera in the gut, the genera doesn't profile very healthy. and that's for a number of reasons. Beer rate production goes down. They're not taking in, you have all these things you've identified as carbs that you're not eating. So, what we do is we do what I call, butyrate loading fiber cycling, where we sequentially stage different types of fibers, to spin up butyrate production on one day, and then that spins into a keto pattern on the next day, where we combine a keto pattern with different kinds of AMPK stimulators and particular types of training, deadlifts, sprints, things like that. So what we're doing is really maximizing a strategy to keep the body young by when that DNA is getting copied, to switch it on into the read state. So to break it down, what we look at is we want to feed the gut properly, and the way we want to do that is the overall health of the gut really is very simple. It comes down to bifidobacteria. When you're born and you're breastfeeding from mom, 95% of the bacteria in the gut that you're gaining are bifidobacteria.
Really?
By the time you're older, it's down to 5%. And then when we look at aged populations, it's even lower. So declining percentages of bifidobacteria in the gut correlate with age quite well. And conversely, increasing populations of bifidobacteria correlate to the overall health of the host. So as a gut strategy, targeting bifidobacteria is super simple and kind of a big bullet in the gun, and we don't need to worry about much else if we do that. So the way we've looked at doing this is by sequentially staging different types of fibers throughout a loading pattern on day one into a keto pattern. In the morning, we look at dark fruits. So the phenols in different kinds of dark fruits, things like blackberries, blueberries, the phenols act as substrate or food for bifidobacteria, specifically targeting bifidobacteria. And the reason we do that in the morning is for a couple reasons. One is that if you've ever experienced, kind of eat perfect during the day and you get out of control at night with cravings, one of the reasons that happens is the bacteria in our gut, they're on a daily cycle. And you crave what they crave. Your cravings are not your own. You're going to crave what they crave, and they just tell you what to eat and when to eat it. So sugar cravings and eating are often the result of you got the wrong genera in the gut, and they want you to feed them before bedtime. So by giving dark fruits in the morning, what we're doing is a couple things. Number one, we're giving you the sugar load a little earlier in the day. We're helping to set up the right kind of dinner by getting serotonin levels up. And then we're feeding specific genera in the gut, the bifidobacteria, with those dark fruits. And then as we move into kind of the midday, your big bullet in the gun for producing butyrate are your resistant starches. So it's really your fructose oligosaccharides, your inulin type fructans. Those things are going to spin up production of the right genera to make the endgame butyrate. So things like beans, black beans, pinto beans, or fermenting foods, things like cabbages, things like that, kind of around that lunchtime, packed with protein. And keep in mind, as I'm going through this here, the keto listeners are shocked. They're just out of their mind.
Yeah, because you're saying beans, right?
Yeah. I'm talking about what carbs. Oh, my gosh, what's the carbs? You can't do that. What the fuck's wrong with you, dude? But, again, we're rethinking everything. Our goal here is to keep the body young.
And our goal here is to maximize mitochondrial biogenesis. And if we do that long term, we're going to get everything else. So what we're doing is we're timing these things. So we're taking those beans in midday. And as we get into the evening, what we want are anything that snaps, anything that you can crunch or snap in half. That's kind of what we're looking at. So ideally, we're looking at things like asparagus or green beans. By the way, your big boy for that is green beans. If you really want to get the body to make the right kind of bacteria to make butyrate.
Really? Green beans are it, huh?
Raw green beans. Raw green beans at night with protein. Take your fat down to zero and watch what happens. But what we've done in a day like that is we've committed a sin. We've eaten carbs. So we had fruit. Oh my gosh, what's wrong with you? And then we had beans. And then we had, at night we had dense fibrous vegetables, things that ferment. The idea at night is you want to combine those with dense protein, things like egg whites, things like chicken. So it parks in the cecum in the gut. It's going to ferment. And really what we're doing is we're trying to get the body to ferment, get bacteria in the gut to ferment overnight, make butyrate, make tons of butyrate. So when we come into that second day, now we're going to change it up. Now we're looking at a keto pattern here, or a fasting pattern, ideally, what I've been doing.
I was just going to say, just fast the next day, right?
Even better, yeah. Now, here's the thing with fasting. It works.
Right.
It absolutely works. It does all these great things. The problem is it sucks. The other problem is that historically, if we go back 1,000 years, when you fasted and you came out of it, you didn't have high energy yield foods available as an option. You know, you had deer meat and roots, essentially. Well, the problem now with fasting nowadays is when you come out of your fast, there are foods that didn't exist 100 years ago around, and the energy density of those foods essentially derails all the benefits of the fast.
So what you're saying is that when you fast, the things that you choose to come off your fast with are critical.
Absolutely, yeah. What we've done when we're fasting, if we don't have the benefit of modern tools, like ketones, for example, what ketones do is the only thing that, one of the few things we know of, decouple insulin and leptin. So normally when insulin dies, leptin goes with it. But ketones have the effect of inverting that, where insulin dies and leptin goes up.
I never knew that. So that's why when insulin actually dysregulates leptin. That's the link. I didn't know that.
Yeah, ketones are one of the very few known things that can do that. And so as a tool, when you're fasting, we now have all this modern technology to take the concept of starvation and put it on steroids, so to speak, to get maximum benefit with minimum detriment. And so ketones are one tool that we can use during a fasted state to essentially do what otherwise would be impossible, which is to decouple leptin and insulin.
I want to take a break. You've given us a good game plan for leveraging butyrate. I want to come back and I want to talk about butyrate supplements. Since they're available now, we have all these different ketone supplements. One of them I used when I was out of Quest is that, is it called butadiol?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it tastes like turpentine.
Nasty stuff.
I would take an ounce to an ounce and a half of that, and I wouldn't have an appetite for probably 12 hours.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, let's just kind of work in the new technology and how it works into this game plan. We're talking with Joel Green. His website is Veep, VEEP.com. If you like what you see, there's a coupon code SHR100. Take advantage of it. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced.
Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Joel Green. His website is Veep, VEEP.com. Check it out. So, Joel, the emergence of some very effective exogenous ketone supplements is making it easier for people to leverage ketones without having to do the arduous work of getting into ketosis. This is more really the proper term is ketolysis, the utilization of ketones that show up in the bloodstream. So how would you use those in the scheme of all this, and with this arching meta direction of staying youthful and disease free?
Yeah. So playing off what we talked about, and it's what we do in Veep is this 2-day pattern of butyrate loading by sequentially staging, butyrate producing, fibers that really spin up bifidobacteria in the gut. You get the overall health effects of that, which are, you know, we don't have time here to go through it, but they're vast. They're There are studies now related to things like sarcopenia and butyrate production. So one of the ways to prevent muscle loss with age is to spin up butyrate production. And you can do that through the diet, through functionally targeted nutrition. So in this pattern, we're taking one day and we're committing the cardinal sin of keto. We're eating carbs. But we're doing it with a purpose. We're spinning up butyrate production. Then we're coming into that next day where we can either be on a keto-like pattern or we can even better be in a fast. And now this is where the modern technology really comes into play. So as you said, we have these incredible tools that are now available. And what I do, what I've been doing for several years now, is essentially what I call AMPK training, AMPK stimulation. Well, on that second day, I'm in a fast, a partial part of the day, and I'll do it either till noon or 5, depending on what I feel like doing. But really the overarching point is that at least 3 times a week, my body is essentially, Luigi's going to the wall and flipping that switch, commanding the body to make mitochondria and to make better copies when we go to 3D print that power plant. The copy that we're using is missing less and less code at least 3 times a week. So we think of aging as a dimmer switch that's slowly going down, and a couple times a week we come in and we push it up a little bit. And it starts coming down again, we push it up a little bit. And so one of the tools is the ketones. Ketones, like we talked about last time, are going to help you. They help with hunger, which is a huge thing. You don't get the hormonal bounce back from leptin spinning down too far. The other thing is looking at AMPK stimulation. And there are lots of compounds now that we can use to spin up stimulation of AMPK, or rather, in other words, to get Luigi to go over to the wall and flip the switch. Lots of things that we can do in conjunction. Now, on its own, fasting tells Luigi to go flip the switch. But there are other exogenous tools that we can use now, and there are numerous ones that are out there. Some of them are really expensive, some of them aren't. But there are different kinds of external things we can use to flip on AMPK at the same time. And so kind of we're working towards an idealized strategy here, which is on that fasting day, we're taking ketones together, and then we're combining that with AMPK stimulation and some other things. And then if we combine that with the right kind of exercise, so no matter what we do, we want to get in some sprints and some deadlifts, we've kind of got the trifecta of mitochondrial production. Now, if you can't do sprints, just any kind of deadlift. But when you're deadlifting with starvation, with AMPK stimulation, with butyrate production, we're talking something new here. We're talking protocols, strategies to keep the body young that when done on a daily basis or 3 times a week, they have an impact. They have a definite impact over time. It's keeping the body young.
Let me ask you your advice of something. So I've been using an exogenous ketone supplement. Exogenous ketones have been shown to spare muscle glycogen and spare muscle tissue for catabolic breakdown to supply amino acids for various processes in the body. I'm actually taking my dairy protein product, Thrive, with my ketones pre-workout. My theory is the ketones will run my body, the protein will be used for new creation of muscle, as opposed to any of it being used for energy. Is that a flawed idea?
It's a fascinating one. I'd love to study that. So you got a couple things there working at odds. One, you've got so a really good protein like yours, you know, they're good for so many things. You're gonna spin up a large neutral amino acid. You're really gonna spin up growth pathways. In a starved state, the growth pathways work against the ubiquitome.
Interesting.
The exhaust pathways. But
and the starved state is being signaled by the presence of ketones.
Yes. So you've got some interesting things going on there. And we know the way the body works is it never works the way we think it does. So what we would think at kind of the quick analysis is, well, you know, that's the problem. You've got growth and clearing things out, starvation, at the same time. That shouldn't work. But I don't know the answer to that. I think that's a really interesting question to study because the body surprises us a lot.
Yeah, I think it takes – so how long do you think someone has to follow this mitochondrial farming approach that we've laid out here And what will they notice at some point in time about themselves?
I mean, immediately. You'll immediately notice it. Like, if you just do 2 days of that, by the end of the second day, you'll immediately. You know, first thing you're going to notice is that your energy goes up on that second day. You're gonna feel your energy up. You're gonna feel fat coming down. You're gonna see it, and then over time, people will just start to remark that they're just gonna remark that you don't seem your age.
Yeah, yeah, right.
What you're doing is
you're really living proof of this. You've been doing this for how long now?
Since 2009.
And you have a very, very youthful a look about you, but also energy about you. How old are you now?
I'm 50.
Yeah. I mean, you remind me of a kid. You really do. I mean, your energy levels, your enthusiasm, and that's the other thing this affects. How can you be enthusiastic if you have no energy? You got nothing to give if you have no energy, you know? So,
No, thank you, Carl. It's interesting, you know. I mean, you and I came from the bodybuilding paradigm, and I think when you do that paradigm long enough, what you find is that what really matters long term is your energy, your mobility, and your flexibility. That's what really matters. And so as we begin to think about, wait, if I'm eating, what am I eating for? What's my goal? Well, of course, I want to have low body fat, but above and beyond that, I want energy. I want to keep my body young. And it really makes sense if you take a step back and think about it. You know, every day you're older. And the rate at which you are older is kind of up to you. There are things you can do to influence that.
Right.
So going back to the idea that
how you feel.
We're making a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. That's what we're doing over time. That's what aging is in a sense. If you took a video and made a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy, that seventh, eighth generation copy, it's not going to look that great. So one of the goals, one of the ways we keep the body youthful is to make those copies as close to the original as possible. And what that means functionally is that we now, in the modern era of nutrition, know the switch.
Right.
The switch is AMPK, PGC1 alpha, or Luigi flipping the switch on the power plant, 3D printing the power plant, and the software from which the power plant is printed. We command the code to read as much as possible through the production of butyrate and through all these things that we're talking about.
Yeah, it's really interesting. If a lot of this sounds difficult to you, just go to Veep, VEEP.com, and follow the protocol set up. They work this all into it for you. And I sat through a presentation of Veep. It's one of the most intelligent nutritional protocol approaches ever. It allows you to eat basically the foods that you want, but at different times, perhaps, than you're eating them now. And the timing of those foods gives you more energy, makes you leaner. I mean, it's just amazing. It's an amazing body of work that Joel has put into his program.
Oh, thanks, Carl. Thank you very much. It means a lot coming from you.
Veep, VEEP.com. Use the coupon code SHR100. Get a discount. Joel, man, we'll have you back on because we have two other topics we're going to cover, and I know Elisa's going to be working on getting you back on, okay?
Thanks very much, Carl. Have a great day.
Take care. And I think that's all we've got today. The show is ending a little early, but I think there's a lot to digest, no pun intended, after that last segment. Of course, don't forget to show Dr. Jeff Galini some love. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Ask the Scientist banner ad, ask him a question, or say, hey, Supplement Santa, send me some free Crealkaline or Carbolin or whatever you got in your bag of tricks. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today. There's always the podcast.